On FM 96 and 95.7, Christopher South on BBC Radio Cambridgeshire.
"Sir," wrote an outraged correspondent to the editor of the Times newspaper a couple of days ago, "Sir, I must protest in the strongest possible terms about the Garrick Club's proposed sale to the Walt Disney Corporation of the rights to Winnie the Pooh. Blah, 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 blah. Yours faithfully, Ben M. Parker, President and Piglet, the Pembroke College Winnie the Pooh Society, Pembroke College, Cambridge." I thought, like a word with him, and we will in a moment. It appears that the idea of an Americanized heffalump... Yeah, I know it's heffalumps. We're going to talk about dinosaurs later. We're on to another sort of monster at the moment, heffalumps. Apparently, Americanized heffalumps are worrying members of the Pembroke College Winnie the Pooh Society in Cambridge. I'm joined now on the electric telephone by Ben Parker, who is President and Piglet. I've got your title right, haven't I, Ben?
That's right, yes.
President and Piglet of the Society. And, well, I mean, you've written this very serious letter to the Times newspaper. Normally, when people write letters to the Times, they're worried about international affairs. I suppose this is, in a sense, isn't it? Americans getting their hands on Winnie the Pooh. Why are you so worried?
Well, it's the top of a very tall mountain, isn't it? We let Pooh go now, the Americans take over the rest of our society. I think we've got to stand up for what is British. And
you regard Winnie the Pooh as a cultural treasure, do you?
For the last 70 years, Pooh has been read to, I think, almost every British child. And people identify with Pooh. There's a lot of England in Pooh.
A bear of very little brain.
Well, very little brain, but...
And maybe that's where the English see... That's why they cleave to him.
Quite possibly. I wouldn't like to comment.
So what are the actual legal details of all this? I know that this is a fun society and all the rest of it, but you do seem to have this serious undertow. Why are you worried? What's the legal situation?
Well, the Disney Corporation, the way I have understood it, has been hiring out the rights to Pooh on a yearly basis, on the basis that the Garrick Club, which was AMEON's club in London, still have control over the estate, or at least that portion of it.
And they're thinking of selling it off to Disney?
Well, I think they have sold it off. They're interested in making a quick buck, as far as I can see it.
Well, it's too late for you to protest if they've already sold it.
Well, that's what people would believe. But if you remember a couple of years ago, there was all that trouble with the Three Graces being sold to America.
Yes, this was a sculpture. Yes.
Well, it's the same kind of thing. I think Pooh's much more culture than some silly old lump of rock.
Well, I must have thought I really... I must say I didn't like that sculpture at all.
Well, I mean, how many people had seen that sculpture? And how many people read Pooh?
I take your point. But, I mean, the sculpture is immutable, whereas Pooh, anything could happen to... I mean, it could turn out that Walt Disney will make a simply splendid version of the Winnie the Pooh stories.
I think previous history seems to indicate that they haven't. Well, they started off all right back in the 60s, I believe. They stuck fairly...
Well, no, Walt Disney started right back in the 30s, I think.
Well, with Pooh, I think.
Oh, I see, yes.
They made a few reasonable movies based more or less on what Milne had written, and then they decided to carry it further. They ran out of original material and started inventing their own completely ludicrous storylines. They even invented their own new characters.
So you want the name and reputation of an imaginary teddy bear defended internationally?
Well, it is not an imaginary teddy bear. It's based on real teddy bears, but... It's not whether he's imaginary or not. It's what he represents to the people of Britain.
Right.
I've had a lot of... Since writing that letter in the Times, I've had a lot of support from both sides of the Atlantic.
Have you? Your organisation in Cambridge is very serious-minded. You're a mathematician yourself, aren't you?
I am, yes.
I suppose if you were a mathematician, if I were a mathematician, I'd want a bit of fun in the evening,
actually. Definitely.
Yeah, what, are you 20 now?
I'm just 20, yeah.
And you were brought up on Pooh at home, were you?
When I was young, I got read Pooh by my mother, yes.
And now? Do you still read it?
Now we read it weekly in our society.
Shouldn't you be reading Euclid and that sort of thing? Principia Mathematica? I mean, I'm not sure that it's right for the nation to be subsidising your studies when you're wasting your time reading Pooh Bear.
Well, I think the point is you have to realise that you need to balance yourself.
You're wriggling now.
You need... you're pushing now. you need to appreciate the finer points of mathematics, you need a good grounding on the world around you.
Well, that's quite good.
You need to be able to apply it to the world around you.
Yes, that's a good wriggle, lad. I like that. Well done. I hope you succeed. You know that the man who wrote Pooh, A.A. Milne, was at Trinity College in Cambridge, where he too studied mathematics.
I believe so, yeah.
And so there you are, you see.
Well,
I don't know what that proves.
I don't know. I don't think I could even begin to follow his career, his great career. But
Ben Parker, go ahead and defend Winnie the Pooh. I've been pulling your leg, but if Disney manages to reduce it to the sort of dingy pap that he reduces most stories, then it would be a disaster.
Exactly.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
Ben Parker of Pembroke College, who's on holiday at the moment but still working hard in defence of teddy bears.